Saturday night is a feeling. Saturday night is believing here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. I will be with you for the next 2 hours playing the best freedom and America-centered obscure classic rock that you have ever heard. Ever. I know this for a fact. Nowhere else have you heard this concentration of songs that are vaguely about freedom and or America and that are obscure classic rock bands. So there, I throw the gauntlet down, my friends. So yes, if you are new to Classic Rock Mine, if you like classic rock radio but you don't like the lack of a good mix and variety, well, you will love my show because it's all classic rock based, but it's stuff you have not heard before, and it rocks with considerable hardness. You can follow along the fun on Facebook, Classic Rock Mine. You can call me at the station, 617-627-3800. Hit me up on AOL Instant Message, DJ WMFO. So let's get right to it. This first song is from Wales. It's from a band from Wales from 1970. And if you were in Wales in 1970, follow me, and you loved freedom, you may know this song.
The freedom train is coming on. Richie Haven. Thank you. guitar of Mike Free. Guitar Mike.
his face is built that way. Wiz Khalifa is his name, and tell him I'm coming to play. Cause I'm Captain America.
That was, of course, Captain America. That is a band called Icarus, who were on Pi Records in 1972, and Marvel Comics approached Pi Records to do a concept album based on Marvel superheroes. Icarus got the gig. They put out the album almost immediately. The word is that Marvel did not like the deal, that something was afoul, so the records were pulled, but it's since been re-released on CD. And that was Icarus doing Captain America off of the Marvel World of Icarus from 1972. Before that, Richie Havens with Freedom. Yes, you know that song, but when was the last time you heard it on the radio? Seriously, it's a fantastic song. The whole Woodstock soundtrack is fantastic. When do you ever hear anything on the radio? Well, you hear it here on Classic Rock Mine. Darn it. That came out in 1970, of course. Kavas Jute from Australia gave us Free off of the Wide Open album from 1971. And we started the set off with Ancient Greece, G-R-E-A-S-E, with Freedom Train off of the Women and Children First album from 1970. And those guys were from Wales. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. I am with you for another 90 minutes or so, playing all kinds of obscure classic rock having to do with freedom and or the USA. You can follow along the fun on Facebook, Classic Rock Mine. You can call me at the station, 617-627-3800. AOL Instant Message is DJWMFO. We are now going to go, ironically, to the UK. And in 1969, in the UK, if you were rocking out and thinking about the US of A, you may have been listening to this.
Passed away. Hey.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. Brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
Till the air, right? We will fight until the air, right?
How's that for an ending? That was Dragonfly with To Be Free off the Dragonfly album from 1968. Before that, Light of Darkness gave us Freedom Fight off of the Light of Darkness album from 1971. Those cats were from Scotland. Before that, Freedom with the song Freedom off the LP Freedom from 1970. Freedom was started by Ray Royer and Bobby Harrison, both of whom were original members of Procol Harum. So there you go. Prior to that, on vinyl, we heard Alvin Lee and Mylon LeFevre with On the Road to Freedom from 1973, and a whole boatload of guest artists on this album. Steve Winwood, Jim Capaldi, Mick Fleetwood, George Harrison, Tim Hinckley, who actually is in Jody Grind, who we heard from. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful album. Ron Wood's on there. Yeah. So pick up that album. Pick up the album. It's called On the Road to Freedom. The song is On the Road to Freedom. And tonight we are On the Road to Freedom. Before that, the Scorpions with I've Got to Be Free off of Taken by Force, 1978 album featuring Uli Jan Roth on guitar. Say it with me. Uli Jan Roth. We started that set off with a band called Jody Grind, who we just mentioned. The keyboard player from Jody Grind, a guy by the name of Tim Hinckley, played on the Alvin Lee Mylon LeFevre album. So it's a small world. It's a circle. It's a big, peaceful, freedom-loving, patriotic circle here at Classic Rock Mine. It is. So Jody Grind gave us a song called USA, and that was off of their album One Step On from 1969. And as I mentioned many times and will mention again, you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. I am with you for 60 more minutes playing the best obscure classic rock about freedom in the USA that you have ever heard in one place before. And the vinyl gods have smiled upon us, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing. We've played the Woodstock soundtrack. We heard Richie Havens off of that. That was on vinyl. Alvin Lee and Mylon LeFevre, that was on vinyl. Our next song is also on vinyl. This is a song that was written by Simon and Garfunkel. And they sort of had a hit with it. And then it was covered by our next artist, who, I don't think they had a hit with it at all. But I'll say something like, but it was a concert favorite. Maybe it was. I don't know. It all predates me. I was born too late. Okay, so let us continue our praise to the vinyl gods here on Classic Rock Mine. And let us dig this and dig it deep.
Be careful.